hope they forgive me for what I did with Diddy.
Man, you doing it, man. You deserve it, daddy. You putting in that work. Proud of you. I love you.
That's why I don't be going to them puffy parties. They can hug you from the front and the back of the seat.
There's a lot going on.
Finally, some news.
I've been waiting for a bridge to get hit by a fucking boat.
Yeah, dude.
There's been nothing going on.
Thank God for the podcasting world.
The podcasting world will solve this issue.
We're like bugs on world events. We just fucking... Something terrible happened. Diddy's a molester.
Diddy, the diddler.
Diddler's in super trouble, dude.
He's in big trouble.
Did we break that story?
We were pretty close. No, we were early on the diddler.
You knew who broke that story?
Kanye?
Yeah, he broke the story hard.
Yeah, he knew. No, Ye's not fed. Yeah, he was like, Diddy and Meek are feds.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
But yeah, dude. 50 is hinting, dude.
Yeah.
Jigga Man.
At Hove
being...
I mean, the black community, a huge swath of the black community already has him on like sus patrol big time. It's Illuminati charges.
He had early Illuminati charges.
Early ones. Who knew? That's just being involved with potentially the intelligence services.
Yeah.
Potentially. Again, I don't know. I don't know.
I think maybe it's pretty clear that this is...
The Clintons. How do the Clintons get you, dude? If you're a rapper and the Clintons hit you up, like, yo, we want you to do this thing, how in the world are they able to get you to do that?
Yeah, it works.
Unless...
I'm not going to say it.
That was the funniest clip of all time.
This is number one.
I'm not going to say who did it. Dude, I was telling you on the way here, Diddy's wife sued, allegedly, for... him bringing the bros through, the professional bros. Dude, imagine you're on a date. Cassie's allegations were that the diddler would take her out for a nice dinner and then call like the dancing bear troop to come through. Yeah, the fellas, bro. He had the plug for fucking pro dudes.
Did you see the dude driving outside and he's talking about how Diddy has buses filled with little kids coming to his house at 3 a.m. all the time.
Who, his white neighbors said that?
No, it was the black one neighbor. I was telling you. That one was a black neighbor that yelled at That article was good, though. You need to bring that up from The Root.
Dude, that was crazy. Do you fuck with The Root at all? Lemaire, do you fuck with The Root? That's probably what's scrambling your fucking mind, dude.
No, dude, I don't fuck with The Root.
I never heard of it.
You ever heard of The Root?
No.
There's The Root. There's Mother Jones. They're like,
I
these
heard of Mother Jones.
Wild fucking articles. But The Root ran an article being like, Diddy's white neighbors are the problem. Diddy's white neighbors called the cops because they don't like him having too much sex in parties. Yeah, the Karens. They're trying to blame this on the Karens. Which is like, dude, I don't know, man.
We need more Karens, bro.
We might, dude. We might have to go on Karen arrest.
We shunned the Karens, and since then, crime's gone through the roof.
It's true. That's true. You know what, lady? Wants
to
be
online. Crime's only predators, you know?
True. It is a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah.
We need Karens about, out and about. Because now they're shame. Now it's like, I don't want white ladies feeling like they can't call the police if they, you know.
Then they feel that way. People's lives got ruined for calling the police.
Apartment.
Remember the Central Park lady?
Which one?
The birdwatcher guy?
Yeah.
I think he was like being weird as fuck to that lady. He said he was going to kill her dog.
Probably, yeah.
And then she started swinging it around. Yeah, she said, you're not going to kill me. I'm going to kill my dog.
Well, I mean, we got to check in. We should do an investigative report and see how apartment complexes' pools are going. So that's when Karen's freak.
Yeah.
If you're chilling by the apartment complex pool, and you see like 12 black teenagers. You start going,
yeah. You go, no way.
I didn't see wristbands.
No way.
I didn't see wristbands.
They're not going to ruin my pool day. I'm trying to read some Grisham.
Really? Yeah, dude. You should.
I'm saying the pool lady. She's. I'm just trying to lay in the sun. I'm
trying to read The Rainmaker.
And read
some legal
nice
thrillers. Yeah, I mean, dude, there is no harsher vibe.
Some legal thrillers.
The apartment complex pool might be the harshest vibe of all time. Just one dude standing with his arms out of the pool.
The apartment complex pool is rough.
You're watching like two Puerto Rican kids jumping in and out of the water.
Yeah, con man's in one right now.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's got one up there.
Oh, that's got to be nice. You got to swim so soft and gently.
Oh, we talked about last time. Lemaire got there and he was in a bad mood. And the babes were at the pool and he was grumpy about it.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I would be pissed to see my fat body.
I would, yeah, I would rather black teens than babes at the pool.
Yeah, dude, every single day.
I'd rather have the black teens. No Diddy on that, for real.
True.
Yeah, take that back. That's a big diddler comment. Big diddler.
Big diddler. Dude.
A busload.
I downloaded Twitter again just to follow the diddler. Did you? The diddler, black Twitter on the diddler was as funny as it gets.
It's, dude, it's unbelievable. Yeah, and especially, dude, busloads of kids is kind of wild.
Just any Twitter. I don't know why I said black Twitter, but you know.
No, black Twitter. Black Twitter is a distinct entity that's like, they cover, I mean, dude, I followed the Meek stuff. Like,
dude,
daily.
How about the audio of them fucking? It's clearly just gay porn. It's just gay porn. There's no way it's audio. They're like, here's the audio of them fucking.
You think it's actually Meek. How could you tell that it's Meek? It's just a gay guy being like, yeah.
He has a distinctive voice.
Yeah. That's actually, have you heard it yet?
No.
That's what it sounds like.
That's just how he raps all the time.
Rapping. It does sound like he's rapping.
No, really? I think audio Meek Mill.
I got 100 pumps.
Hold up, wait a minute. Hey, yo. What the hell? Oh, my God.
That's disturbing, dude.
I know, it's vulgar.
That's absolutely disturbing.
It's just the video of that guy scream coming. <I know. laughs> That's hurtful, dude. Because then it's just a picture of Diddy and Meek while the audio is playing.
Really?
You could put a hit piece out on anybody.
Yeah, dude.
Just get a picture of two people and just play gay porn and be like, here's leaked audio.
This is them.
This is them.
I found their. I was outside their bedroom recording audio.
Yeah. Yeah. A wire. I was in the corner jacking off with my shirt on so as not to expose my wire.
I surrounded myself with six male prostitutes for protection. But you know what? I'll give this to Diddy. On that one with his wife, Cassie, maybe he suffered from a bad case of like self-gifting. You know when you think something's really sick and you get it for someone and they're like, this isn't really my thing?
Yeah.
He was probably like, yeah, six gigolos.
That's everybody's going to want this.
Yeah, Diddy was probably like, dude, this is what I do all the time on my birthday.
Yeah.
Having the plug on six male prostitutes is like, you know how deep you got to be in hookers to like find that many male prostitutes?
That's fucking gross.
Yeah. I don't know. You'd have to get like pretty in the mix of hookers just to find male prostitutes. I mean, I guess he probably had he probably had like the escort service. He probably had the ultimate plug. But that's fucking, dude, if true, my God.
Those boys were probably having fun though, the six prostitutes.
Fucking for Diddy?
The
How
tics.
Hard would you fuck for Bad Boy Entertainment?
Oh, I'd go as hard as I could for Bad Boy. Now I'm West Coast, by the way.
Oh, yeah, true.
I used to be East Coast till I died.
You'd be Death Row now.
Now I'm Death Row, for
you just
sure.
You just hang Diddy's wife by her ankles over a hotel balcony instead of fucking her, like Suge Knight?
Did you see that? They said, I think it was Jay-Z's Big Pimpin' video was filmed on Epstein Island.
Nah.
I saw it. Now it was Fiesta with...
Fiesta, yeah.
With R. Kelly.
R. Kelly, yeah. Fiesta.
I think it was filmed in Miami, but it's fun to say it. I looked it up. The Illuminati changed the Google search to, and they said it was in Miami. It's like, bro, that was obviously on Epstein's Island.
I think I saw
Nickelodeon logos shaped like Epstein's Island. Come on, dude.
Really?
It's definitely not just a splat.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I'm just curious of who's all going to go down with the diddler. Because he's going to
get suicided. He's
going to
be Epstein, yeah.
Yeah, but who's going to...
If he's got the dirt on Jay-Z, Hope's not going to let that out.
Do you think they'll hang him with a Gucci scarf?
Yeah, they could do that. They could just say he was trying to jack off, strangling himself.
True.
He got smothered. Everyone will be like, yeah, definitely.
He got smothered under like 18 male prostitutes. He died in a stampede.
In a dog pile.
In a scrum.
Those dog piles get vicious, though.
I bet.
You ever been on the bottom one? Not sexually?
I've been. I played rugby, dude.
Football? Yeah.
The scrum, you get fucking crushed.
Get off me. Get the fuck off me, man.
Ow. You stepped on me.
That was my favorite. Whenever it's, in football, like if somebody scored a touchdown, just jumping on them and having them be like,
yeah. Dude, get the fuck up. Yeah, it's been a very shameful week in the press.
Very shameful.